礼节美语。
很久不见的好朋友 Lisa、Karen 和 Gina 一起吃饭，三个人都说现在手头很紧，彼此交换勤俭持家的经验。 Karen 说
We've stopped going to the theater. We used to take the kids every Saturday, but with each ticket costing about $10, it adds up to a couple of $100 a month. These days, we just rent a movie and stay at home.
But you know, even though we can't do as many things as we used to, I feel like our family has grown closer since we've been spending more time together.
Karen 说原来每星期六都要带孩子去看电影，但是电影票一张要10块钱。
$10. Buck is spelled B-U-C-K. Buck
是口语里面提到美元时常用的词。一个月下来一家人看电影就要200块。上面用到的
It adds up to
是加在一起的意思，把这笔钱省下来，一家人租影碟在家里看。 Gina 说虽然没那么多钱玩这玩那的，但是一家人经常在一起。
Our family has grown closer.
感情反而更亲密了。
That's true for us as well. We play board games at night with the kids, and when we watch movies, we do it as a family.It's funny, but the recession is forcing us to get creative, and actually it's kind of fun.
You know the old saying, troubles can be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I think it all depends on your attitude. If you stay positive, saving money can be a fun challenge, but being depressed about it doesn't help anything.
Lisa 也有同感，因为经济衰退逼得大家不能花钱买娱乐，不得不回去陪孩子玩游戏，一家人一起看电影反而其乐融融。老话说
Troubles can be a blessing in disguise.
塞翁失马焉知非福。 Lisa 表示同意，说一切都要取决于心态，如果心态是 positive 积极的话，省钱也能变成一件开心的挑战。萎靡不振
doesn't help anything
则于事无补。
Another thing that has really helped our family is instituting the 30-day rule.
What's the 30-day rule?
Well, every time we think about buying something we don't really need, we wait 30 days and then ask ourselves if we still want it. A lot of times after 30 days, we can't even remember why we wanted it in the first place.
Gina 说为了省钱，他们家还采纳了
30-day rule.
30天原则就是买一件东西之前必须等30天。如果30天之后还是想买的话才可以买。Gina 说
A lot of times.
很多时候30天过后他们早就记不起来当初为什么要买了。三个人省钱还有什么高招吗？我们下次继续听。